USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has invited a group of 10 Senate Republicans to the White House to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, is proposing a $600 billion plan. Senator Rick Scott says the GOP's plan helps those hurting the most from the pandemic, but the Florida Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president's plan is just a payback to his more liberal supporters.
In the last 12 months, we've spent or committed $4.5 trillion. We have no idea how much that money has not been spent. So let's help with the people who have lost their job. Let's help our small businesses get open. Let's make sure we get this vaccine out. But this radical left agenda that is not worrying about the fact that we have $27 trillion for the debt. We're not living even close to within our means. I mean, this makes no sense. This is just a payback to the liberal left.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Former President Trump has announced two new lawyers have joined his impeachment defense team a day after five members of that team reportedly left. Bruce Castor Jr. and David Schoen have joined the president's team, according to a release. Castor is a well-known Pennsylvania attorney who once served as Montgomery County District Attorney. Schoen has previously represented Roger Stone in his appeal of charges related to the Robert Mueller investigation. The impeachment trial for President Trump is expected to begin the week of February 8th. And a 100-year-old British veteran who went viral for raising millions for National Health Service charities in the UK is now fighting coronavirus himself. According to his daughter, Captain Sir Thomas Moore was admitted to a hospital after needing assistance breathing. He tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Moore became known around the world for walking 100 laps of his backyard before his 100th birthday, hoping to help raise £1,000 for charity. After his story went viral, nearly £33 million were raised for the NHS. The Army veteran was knighted in July. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Infectious disease experts are warning of another surge in coronavirus cases, thanks to the more transmissible variant of the virus from the UK. That strain has thus far been identified in patients in 30 states. A strain from South Africa has also emerged in the U.S. over the last week. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the new strains may eventually require vaccine boosters. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that because of that, infection rates may not fall as quickly as would have otherwise been expected.
The new variants create a lot of risk. I think that the risk is that what you're going to see over the summertime is, whereas the summer should have been very quiet, coronavirus should have really dissipated, in part because of the seasonal backstop, in part because we've infected a third of the population, and in part because we're immunizing more people. So coronavirus levels should have really come down this summer. You might see higher prevalence than what you would have expected, but what's going to likely happen is that the prevalence is going to be high in certain regional hotspots. So we'll have hotspots of infection and maybe epidemics in parts of Florida, parts of Southern California because of B117. They'll never really get out of it, but the rest of the country will see prevalence come down. Now, the risk is to the fall when, you know, these new variants are going to want to surge. B117, B1351, P1. Now, with respect to the South African and the Brazilian variants, they don't appear right now to be more fit, meaning that they're more transmissible. So they may not spread as readily, and we have time to get control of those variants and develop new boosters that could protect against them, vaccine boosters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.